mommy.
Nothing else matters besides my family. And obviously, I'm going to dedicate this, the season because, and to Bronny because of, the incident that happened this summer and understanding that it just puts everything in perspective. And no matter what's going on, in your life at that point in time, that the only thing that matters is your family.
His exploits are legendary.
What's up, everybody? This is Gary from Hoops and Cards. We are part of the NoOffSeason.com Sports Card Network and proud of it. Also, be sure to check out HoopsandCards.com for all of our information, links to our Discord, blog articles for the upcoming NBA season. And of course, shout out and thanks to our affiliates, Market Movers. You can save 20% after a free 14-day trial. Visit MarketMoversApp.com and use the promo code NoOffSeason. Whatnot, get a free $15 credit on Whatnot by joining through whatnot.sportscardstrategy.com. And Graybos, shout out to Graybos, get 10% off any purchase at graybos.co by using the promo code STRATEGY2023. And now let's get down to business, the podcast of Hoops and Cards.
You gotta be quick with me. I'm from Erie, PA.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. What's up, everybody? Gary here. Welcome to Hoops and Cards. It has been a hot minute. Actually, it's been 46,320 minutes. No, I'm just kidding. It's been a while since my last episode here at Hoops and Cards. The November, December was crazy for me and my family in all the good ways. Like, new job, great. My son playing basketball and me being the announcer, that's been a lot of fun. My 16 or almost 16 year old daughter playing volleyball at a high level and a lot of fun there. And we're just having a great time. Cards has not been on the front burner. Just going to level with you guys. In fact, today I have two big announcements. One that I think should encourage and help you. And the other that I think should encourage and help you. Let me get to the first one. Announcement number one. So here's the deal with Hoops and Cards as a podcast, as a website, as a platform, as a community. It's been awesome. We are coming up on 3 years, people. 21, March of 21, that's when we started. And it has been a great ride. There have been times when this has just filled me with excitement, joy, new friendships. Hey, even a little bit of profit. And there's a policeman driving by. Hello, Mr. Policeman. There are rules for policemen. Oh, come out to the coast. We'll get together. Have a few laughs. It's been an awesome 3 years. I love the NBA. You know that, Brad. You know that, Josh. You know that, Honus. You know that, Paul. You know that, Paul, Connor, Lefty. You guys all know. Some of my favorite friends of my life have been connections I've made through this podcast and connections reawakened or reconnected. I don't even know what to say here. I'm out of words. Imagine that. No, seriously. At some point I realized, man, I love the NBA. I love collecting and investing in cards. But number one, I got a bit discouraged because it's a bit of work on the back end. The dashboard involves cutting, editing, dropping in sound clips, uploading, writing summaries of each episode, promoting on social media. Like, there's a bunch of things that, man, for a while in my life, they were fun. There was energy, the juice, the ideas, the buzz of having listeners and a community and connecting with a lot of you. That was great. I just have not had the energy, the time, or the desire to do all the dashboard back-end stuff. I also have not had the desire to buy a whole heck of a lot of cards lately. If you listen to any of our episodes from, like, last June through, say, October, It was buying season, and often my advice was don't buy. Or I'm already, like, I'm sitting on what I've got, because you know what? That's what I was doing, and it's a bit discouraging. Just here's part of the, you'll understand. Any of you that have been doing this for the last year or 10 or 3, there have been times when anything you bought in cards had potential, and you listen to Sports Cards Investor, Card Investor, you listen to, you know, nooffseason.com and get sports card flipping strategy. Hey, there's still a lot of great opportunities. That's why I love those platforms and those podcasters, for sure. Absolutely. I just didn't have time to keep up with all that and be current. Like, I wasn't going, hey, here's the new preview of the hobby boxes coming out for Prism. I literally do not care. I've been excited about Prism releases for 3 years, and then I'm just kind of like, you know, I've lost a lot of money ripping wax. I wish I had many more stories of Jalen Brunson's that I bought as silver PSA 10s last summer for $110, and I sold 2 weeks ago for $300. I've made more money than I've lost, let me just say that, but I've got a lot of money tied up in cards, and I'm not saying I regret it. I would just say I'm done putting money into it. Maybe still do the occasional flip, but I certainly don't have time to produce, edit, polish, and promote a podcast or a website. So in December, here's the good news. I went to my good friend Paul over at nooffseason.com, Paul Hickey, and I said, hey, Paul. Here's what I said. I'm like, hey, Paul. I didn't do the Rocky Balboa where he's like, hey, Paulie. No, I just said, hey, Paul. He probably has a recording of me saying, hey, Paul. That sounds like an annoying podcast name now. But seriously, I said, hey, you know, I think Hoops and Cards has been great. I think there's a community and a space that's still ripe for a basketball card-driven or an NBA-focused podcast. I think, you know, if you were interested in taking it from here, you can have it. And I said, you know, I still love the people. I still love the NBA. And if you want me to be involved in some way on occasion, awesome. Like, if you need a guest host or want me to do a segment, this was in, I don't know, mid-December. And so we've had a bunch of conversations. And nooffseason.com with Paul Hickey, they are going to take it. And they're going to run in some way with it. So hoopsandcards.com, you can see some updates coming soon. You can hear some announcements and some segments with me on the Sports Card Strategy Show. I'm happy to be a voice and a friend to whatever and however they decide to run with it. And I'm grateful. You know, I've been super encouraged by Paul and Connor and Lefty and Kendall. But isn't that the same person? I'm so confused. But yeah, seriously. This is the next chapter. I'm still a character in the book, but I'm no longer the author. Like, I'm just a dude, like I've always been, who loves him some Tyrese Maxey. I can't believe the Cavs beat the Celtics somehow last night. I can't believe the performance that Kevin Durant continues to bring on the court. I'm like, that guy runs around like he's 22. And so yeah, there are players and cards that I'm looking at. Of course, friends, if you know anything about me or Hoops and Cards, of course I went and bought the LeBron James Net Marvels from this year's Donruss Hobby. Of course I bought the SGA Net Marvels and enjoy collecting fun cards of players I love. Let me shout them out now, because I still think they're awesome and still love them and collect them and invest in them. LeBron James, Tyrese Maxey, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Darius Garland. Yeah, Darius Garland. I mean, I guess for sure Desmond Bane and Anfernee Simons. For sure Jaren Jackson Jr. And I still have a warm spot in my heart and my life for Ja Morant. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else. Yeah, Pascal Siakam. Great to see him in Indy. Emmanuel Quickley starting in Toronto. It's about time, but I don't buy his cards because I don't think Toronto is headed to the top anytime soon. And I don't know, you know, are they going to be, is Quickley going to drive the bus or is Scottie Barnes going to drive the bus? I don't know. I just like him as a player and think there's great upside there. Devin Vassell, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sidekick to Wemby for the next 10 years. Potential 30-point scorer in the not-too-distant future. And you heard it here first. Uh-huh. That's like Cookie Monster and I don't know who else. They're poly. So nooffseason.com, sports card strategy show. These guys are going to take it from here. After this little break of one of my last published, edited, polished episodes where you're bound to hear Jim Carrey talk about big gulps and you're bound to hear Kerry Matheson talk about the Wizards. The Wizards, I'm going to tell you some words of encouragement from my experience over the last 6 months and to let you guys off the hook too. So stay tuned. Although nobody tunes in to a podcast. And guys,
oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
Booyah! Booyah, booyah, booyah! Three booyahs.
What's up, hoops and cards? I'm Paul Hickey, co-host of the Sports Card Strategy Show right here on the nooffseason.com Sports Card Network. Don't forget to check out all the other great content we have on the network by visiting nooffseason.com. And of course, check out all the great content Gary's putting out at hoopsandcards.com. All right, everybody, here's Hoops and Cards.
What it is?
Are you running Treadstone?
All right, guys, where are we? I am recording this like an old school OG Hoops and Cards March of 21 guy on my phone, anchored, now called Spotify for podcasters, I think. I didn't gain any money from doing that at all. Like maybe 10 bucks a month. It's just been a passion project. And so shout out to Basketball Forever. Shout out to nooffseason.com. Shout out to any of you who have supported or listened to me and this crazy podcast for the last 2.77 years. Here's my take, okay? Here's my take. One of the things I love about this hobby is if you want to go fast, if you want to run hard, if you want to ramp up, if you want to like invest and be all in for a month or a year or 5 years, you go, you do you. You can do that. If you're like, I just want to be a casual basketball card or sports card guy and I'll buy like 3 cards a year or I'll buy a hobby box a year and just see how it goes. Guess what? You can do that. And guess what? It's okay. It's just fine. You know, I remember when I started the podcast, one of the reasons I was excited to do it was like, you know what? I can do it 3 times a week if I want. I can do it once a month. I can pick the topics. I can decide who I talk about. I can decide whether or not to interact with the listeners, which, by the way, has been a lot of fun. You guys rock. Thank you. Thanks for the memories of all the Davies and Erica's and Michael Jordan's out there listening. I don't know if Michael Jordan actually listens, but it's not the Michael Jordan you're thinking of. I don't know why you think about Jordan anyway, because LeBron's the GOAT. LeBron is the GOAT. There, take that. Take that. What was Jordan doing at 40? Collecting Social Security and wishing he hadn't. All right, I'm not going to rip on Jordan because he's the second best, maybe, of all time. No, he definitely is. It's just that LeBron is so clearly the GOAT. I'm actually tired of the conversation. And think anybody who believes that is just being nostalgic or they're bought off by Nike or they can't get out of the 80s. I respected him as the GOAT until about 5 years ago. And then it's like, really? Are we still doing this? It's an insult to Scottie Pippen and LeBron James if you think Jordan's the GOAT. So that's what I got. And you know what? You can disagree. It's your life. I don't really care. So I love you, but you don't have to agree with me. Especially because I'm out. Like, seriously. It's been a roller coaster too. Like, as a person who just enjoys people, and I can see your point, you Jordan fans. I can see your point, you people that, you know, you want to invest and flip in and debate with me over certain players who are buys or not. Like, you go. Like, just do you, have fun with it. Some of you are like, yeah, I want to, you know, you reach out to me and say, I'm so glad I bought into, you know, this or that player. I got this guy, and thanks for the good news. And then there's some people that are like, why aren't you talking more about Devin Booker? Like, because I don't like Devin Booker. Like, that guy looks constipated all the time. I don't enjoy watching Devin Booker play. I don't like Kevin Durant. I'll never be a Steph Curry fan because he beat my Cavs, but I'll respect him. Like, and you can say I have to respect him. No, I don't. I don't. It's my life. It's your life. So you can collect. Here's what I'm saying to you, right? Instead of turning me off and being like, well, fine, I guess somebody made him mad. Nope. I'm just saying, like, if I want to transition the podcast and hand it off to some friends I trust and stick around in whatever capacity I want, that's what I'm going to do. I turn 50 later this year, and I guess I'm just tired of trying to make people happy, or tired of overextending myself and then realizing, you know what? Life's too short to try to be something that I don't necessarily need to be. What I need to be is healthy, and I have been. What I need to be is the best husband and father that I can be. What I want to be is a friend to you, all of you, any of you that want to stay in touch. Absolutely. Absolutely. So give me your shout outs at Hoops and Cards on Instagram, or at Gary Underwood. That's my last name, Underwood. There, I didn't say it for a while because, like, I didn't want to mix business with pleasure, but it happened. So at Gary Underwood, if you want to stay friends or stay in touch, awesome. If you don't, that's fine too. Like, I love you. It's been a great run. And thank you for listening. You know, thank you for giving me something that, you know, is valuable. Your time or your attention or your stories of wins and losses, your buys, your opinions, all that stuff matters. But what I'm saying to you is, if maybe you are in a season where you're like, you know what? If a guy who did a podcast for 3 years is fully at peace with just taking a break, or not having to buy going into the playoffs, and not, you know, not making my list and checking it twice of pre-pops in March to go out and chase, you know, Keontae Georges and Jamal Murray's, that's fine. There's a ton of opportunities here if you want to do it, and there's a ton of opportunities not to. Whenever you say yes to pour it into this or any other hobby or any other project, you're saying no to other things. So you got to know who you are. And at this chapter of my life, friends, it's taken me a while to get here. That's why it took so long to give this episode out, or to say, you know what, I need to cut back. I need to simplify. I need to be the best version of Gary Underwood for this next chapter of my life. And I want to stay in touch. I'm happy to be a part of whatever the 2.0, whatever the next way that Paul and nooffseason.com and Connor and these guys, whatever they want to do with it. Hey, you're going to hear my voice. I'm happy to be involved. But if at some point they've, like, moved on or decided not to do it, or they start chirping about Jordan being the GOAT, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Who says that anymore? What is this? Like, do you have COVID? Like, what are you people smoking? You know, no, I'm just kidding. If for whatever reason, I think life is too short to waste our time arguing about stuff that we're never going to agree on anyway. So all that to say, friends, do not sell your Tyrese Maxeys and Jalen Brunsons yet. Do not sell your SGAs yet. Unless you list them high and someone wants to jump up and pay a big price that makes you and your mom happy, fine, go do it. Sell on your terms, buy on your terms, you be you. And enjoy the ride. Guys, I have enjoyed the ride. That is not just a 21 Pilots song. I have enjoyed the ride with you, my friends, my listeners from Boston to Cuyahoga Falls, Cauga in Ohio to Portland, Oregon, the great city of Hartville, Ohio, Mike Barnes and all of y'all, all my friends who we used to talk more at Shag Sports, you guys rock. Yeah. Brett, all y'all, it's been fun. Crooks, you the man. Keep cracking. Keep doing what you do. I will miss the regular interaction that I have, but it is a new chapter. And I thank you guys for listening. Always love hearing from you. Tune in to hoopsandcards.com if you do tune in. It's funny. Why do we say things like that? It's the best thing since sliced bread. I don't even care about sliced bread. Stupid phrases. Guys, it's been great. Thank you for listening. I'm signing off Hoops and Cards. I'm thrilled that the next chapter with nooffseason.com is a thing. So it's going to be fun. It's not just me being all sentimental about the last 3 years. It's excitement about what's next. So see you there.
You know, I poke bears. I don't respect no one until they come and give me 40.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. It means a lot that you would listen to our podcast and take some time. Love for you to follow up by checking us out at hoopsandcards.com. Remember, we are part of the nooffseason.com sports card network. Thrilled about that, and they bring us so many resources as basketball card collectors and investors, like our partnership with Market Movers. You guys can save 20% on this great resource after that free 14-day trial. Just check out marketmoversapp.com and use the promo code NOOFFSEASON. And Whatnot, you get a free $15 credit on Whatnot. Who turns down free money? I don't. But you join through whatnot.sportscardstrategy.com. And then, of course, Graybo's. Get 10% off any purchase at graybos.co by using the promo code STRATEGY2023. Friends, thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll tune in next time as we continue overview and encouragement for you, the basketball card collector and investor here at Hoops and Cards. Have a great week. See ya.
I can't stand the Wizards. What kind of name is that anyway? For a basketball team? The Wizards? What are they? Like magicians in hoods?
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye then.